Welcome back. I'm DP Sidhu. You're watching Texans 360. Dwayne Brown, all-pro left tackle. We had a chance to catch up with him this week. He gave us an update on his injury and his rehab and how his offseason's been going so far.
Texans Radio on the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, joined now by our good friend Dwayne Brown. Dwayne, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Well, it's great to see you, and we didn't catch up with you in the last episode of Dwayne Brown Live heading into the postseason. You got hurt a couple of days before. Give us the update, how you're coming along recovering, Dwayne.
Coming along great. You know, I'm almost, tomorrow will be 5 weeks out of surgery, off of crutches, you know, which is a big step for me. It's healing pretty well. You know, I'm pretty amazed at the recovery that I've had so far. Long road ahead of me. You know, but you're just taking it one day at a time, and looking forward to getting back.
Now that you're off crutches, what's the next big, I guess you have little milestones when you're going through your rehab process. What's the next big thing that you're looking forward to?
Just working on range of motion. You know, for the first few weeks, it was all about keeping my leg as straight as possible, and now I'm bending it, you know, and getting that range of motion back. And it's feeling pretty good so far, but I think, you know, getting it to where I can bend it all the way and, you know, just working on that quad strength to get it back to where it was or possibly even stronger. That's the goal.
Dwayne, I know the kind of competitor you are, so it had to just kill you to not participate in that playoff game. What was going through your mind during that whole weekend and experience?
Man, just that was one of the toughest times I've had to go through in my career, man. Just sitting on my couch, you know, not even be able to come to the facility and watch it, you know, and be around the guys was tough. So just being on my couch watching it, you know, it was a hard fought battle, you know, and it was tough. It was tough to watch it, but just cheering on as much as I could from the couch, you know, sending guys text messages that they couldn't see during the game. You know, it was tough to see.
How about for you personally? Is this the first off season where you've been in a major rehab, or have you ever had an injury like this in your career?
I broke my fibula my senior year in high school. That's probably the closest thing I can think to it, but that was like a, you know, 2.5 month recovery. This is definitely the toughest injury to come back from in my career, and the biggest off season I think of my career. You know, going into my ninth year, this is a huge off season for me. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a big challenge, and I'm always up for a challenge.
A lot of guys that have knee injuries, they talk to other players that have gone through similar injuries. But the quadricep injury, it doesn't seem to be super common, but is there someone that you've been talking to, or do you rely on other guys that have been through stuff like this?
Yeah, I mean, the quad injury, we got a couple guys that, you know, had some patella injuries, which is similar. Mm-hmm. But anything in that area, the quad, you know, knee, ligaments, you know, it's the time period and just the work that you have to put in is pretty big, you know. So I've, you know, a lot of guys have reached out to me. You know, Cushion's reached out to me. He's gone through it 2 years in a row, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he's definitely been just somebody that's been inspired me a lot, you know, to see the improvement that he's made this year. You know, me and Arian keep in touch a lot. You know, he's going through a tough time right now as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of guys that have reached out to me, and I'm very grateful, you know, for the support.
Dwayne Brown with us in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. But you feel good based on the progress you made so far to be ready when the season gets going, right?
I feel great. You know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, you know, not look too far ahead. Mm-hmm. But based off of, like I said, I'm 5 weeks out and I'm feeling pretty good right now. So I think I'll be ready to go.